In the not-too-distant future, four movie fans awaken from a nuclear nightmare, only to discover that the world is a barren, movieless wasteland. However, the destiny of our four heroes is not set. A chance discovery in Sector 2, and an unfortunate accident that rips the very soul from one of their own, will lead them down the path of bringing the lost art of cinema back to the wasteland.
Welcome to Apocalypse Video.
Streak of lightning, more powerful than the pounding surf, mightier than a roaring hurricane, this amazing stranger from the planet Krypton, the Man of Steel, Superman. Possessing remarkable physical strength, Superman fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice, disguised as a mild-mannered newspaper reporter, Clark Kent.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Apocalypse Video CryptoCast, where we review all 17 installments of the Max Fleischer Superman series. I'm your host, David Sider. I'm joined again by Morten Hoof.
I'm back.
And this time we're back with the underground world. And you and I both, so we're aware, neither of us have seen it, but there is a live action, I think it was like an hour long, I think like a movie, like a cliffhanger type movie, live action movie in the 50s called Superman and the Mole Men. And you and I were wondering if this one, The Underground World, was like a precursor to that. Neither of us have seen that one. We might get to it on a future installment of this little series here on Apocalypse Video. But no, Underground World has something else going on.
And Bird people.
Bird people! Which I had no idea was coming, because you figure it's the underground world. The last thing you're going to expect is bird anything.
Yeah, I mean, where are they going to fly?
Where are they going to fly? Exactly. But no, it's straight up bird people. And it's not people with bird masks. You know, it's not like a bird cult. It is straight up bird people, like human hybrid bird things.
If anyone else out there is a cartoon aficionado, then you will know the great cartoon Thundercats. And there's a character on there named Vulture Man. And if you picture Vulture Man with wings, that's what
basically
the bird
this.
People look
yeah.
like.
So basically, it's pretty simple. Lois and Clark partner up. No, this guy comes to the Daily Planet saying, "Hey, I've got a story for you. Like, we've discovered like a cave system, and these caves could be like super, super old, and this is a big story. You guys should get in on it."
And while on a hunting trip, my father discovered what are now known as the Henderson Caverns. More than 40 years ago, he mysteriously disappeared while exploring them further. Recently, I found these maps and charts he left, suggesting there's still greater wonders and mysteries lay beyond in this vast underground world.
So Perry White decides to send Lois and Clark on it. They go in the little river rafting thing. They go in, and then I guess they somehow get separated, and Lois and the explorer guy go into a waterfall, and I don't even think there's really, from what I recall, there's not like any accident that happens, like a new cave system is uncovered. No, they just go into the one that the guy discovered. They go deep and deep into it, and they discover the bird people.
Well, they go, no, right? They go, their boat gets like free of them, and then they chase their boat.
That's right.
And then they head down a tunnel that I think that tunnel they've never been down. And then that's
But it wasn't hidden though. It's
not
just,
really,
they hadn't
no,
explored it
but
yet.
But yeah, they hadn't gone to it yet.
Okay.
And then that's when the bird people get them.
Because you would think, like, for stories like this, usually, like, something happens or something is revealed that they wouldn't have done so under ordinary circumstances, and that's how they find it. But they could have gone to it anyway. Like, if this guy had been exploring more, they would have found it.
Yeah.
But they just happened to do it now. So it's all.
Well, they had to do it without Clark.
They had, yeah, and Clark just finds them. But yeah, bizarre. That's bird people. But if you remember, in the very first installment,
hold on, this is my theory. This is my theory. No, I know. Not your theory.
I'm bringing it back.
Okay,
I'm citing you here. Mr. Hoof suggested that the bird that I thought probably more than likely died in the first episode, aka the mad scientist, you think he survived and this became a bird person.
Yeah, these are his people.
Or maybe that's it. Maybe he died and these are his like follower, like his no, not he relatives. Didn't die.
He escaped,
came back to rule.
He escaped and he went underground for, you know, hiding from Superman because Superman got his boss. And then, you know, he created this colony of bird people.
I guess. I mean, it would make as much sense as anything else in this series. Like, I could see that.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, why else have that bird in that first installment?
Exactly. Come on. I mean, and this is the second to last episode. This is a way of bringing it all back, connecting the universe of the Superman cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So, aside from the inclusion of the bird people, there's not a lot going on in this episode.
I have a few things to say.
Oh.
So, a couple things. The bird people, they don't ever talk or say anything.
No.
And I think that's pretty cool. That's a stylish decision to make the... It makes them... For me, it makes them more intimidating because they don't speak. Even though they get in a big battle with Superman and you don't hear any noises, really. You just got the climactic music.
Yeah.
So, I think that's cool. But there's one implication about this story that I think is very important, and that it's... So, the identity of Clark Kent as Superman has always kind of been a dubious thing, kind of the butt end of a lot of jokes and stuff like that. But for all intents and purposes, if we're willing to believe that, you know, no one knows, including Lois, she doesn't know that this is Superman. But this episode, there's absolutely no more question anymore that Clark Kent is not Superman, because no one knows they're going on this expedition. So there's no way that Superman could know where they are.
Exactly.
Because it's not that even Superman, like, sees them get taken from outside and then follows them in the cave. Literally, they are just exploring on a regular job, and then they get captured by the bird people, and then Superman shows up. So it's at that point that there's no way that Superman could know that they're there unless he's Clark Kent.
Well, I foresee two things. One, either the creators just didn't care and they didn't think anyone would question it, which is probably likely. Or Lois just assumes that Superman is always stalking her because he shows up conveniently every time she's in trouble, and she just assumes that he's around.
I don't think the characters. I mean, I don't mind. I don't care about the creators in regards to the implications of this. I'm just saying, for the sake of Lois's knowledge, now is 100% she knows that Clark Kent is Superman in this episode.
It's not like Perry is Superman because he was the only other person that knew.
Yeah.
So.
But that's the thing. It doesn't even matter if you knew where they were going to the cave, because
you didn't know that something had happened.
Exactly. Like, you wouldn't know to go where they were unless you were Clark Kent.
Yeah. Aside from the bird people, I think this episode sucks, honestly. But there are some interesting things I found. Aside from the fact that presumably the bird that was in the first episode survived and became a bird person.
Which is canon.
You're just canon now. Canon. So we've mentioned before that in the last handful of installments, Superman's heart just wasn't in the famous line, "This looks like a job for Superman." In this one, he does it weirdly. In this one, he goes,
"This is a job for Superman."
It's really weird. Like, I don't know why he said it like that, but he did. And it's also, I want to point out that Superman traps all the bird people to a death. I'm assuming a long, painful death where they have no food. I might think,
because
he causes a cave in, doesn't he?
He does, but that, I mean, presumably the bird people have never left that cave anyway.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So they're
just stuck
there.
Yeah, but what if they left? There was no cave in, so what if, like, because bats do this. Like,
yeah, that's
I've watched
true.
Planet Earth documentaries where, like, bats fly out of the caves and go miles and miles and get food and then come back. So these bird people could have presumably been doing that.
But we don't know.
That's true. We don't know. And for all we know, there's another...
We don't know how they live.
For all we know, there's another exit out that they can go out of.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I thought it was kind of mean that Superman caused a cave in and just, like, may have killed, like, a ton of
people.
Oh,
I don't think Superman cares about animals.
Well, that's true. In Terror in the Midway, he killed all those lions. Well, no, he didn't kill them. He was just very inhumane. Then again, we're talking about bird people here, so I don't know where Superman, where it falls for him. Like, are they people? Are they birds? Mm-hmm.
Serious moral question.
Yes, and I don't think the Superman is up to the task of answering that question, so he's just going to cause a cave-in and let nature sort it out.
Yeah, that's right. Survival of the fittest.
Exactly. But, like, moral quandaries aren't the weirdest part of this episode. Bird people aren't the weirdest part of this episode. The weirdest part of this episode happens at the very end when Lois and Clark come back with the story, and Perry says,
"It's really a great story, Lois. But no one would ever believe it."
And burns the story for no reason.
Okay, so I've been waiting to... I've been saving this.
Because you and I, when this happened, you and I were like, what?
No. See, I've been saving this because I knew this was going to happen. I wanted some spice for the show.
Okay.
So I knew that you had that reaction. I didn't. I thought it was cool.
But for what purpose would
because
you not
no
believe
Because no one will believe a story about absurd bird people.
There, we've had an Arctic giant. We've had a magnetic telescope. We've had mechanical monsters, death rays. There's been a lot of weird shit. I feel like bird people isn't weirder than an Arctic giant.
Well, no, because it's a dinosaur.
And those were real. But yeah. Bird people were never a thing, so...
As far as I know, in all the histories of books I read, there were no bird people.
Yeah, it's probably just Japanese propaganda.
Yeah, I just thought that was weird. It's a cool way to end it, because it's like it's almost like an adventure that never happened.
I guess. Yeah, I like that angle.
So, I know Dave was like, what?
Well, it's almost like if I'm one of them, I'm like, what the fuck? We risk our life for this stupid story. You just burn it?
I can disagree with Dave on this.
And then it's almost just like, hey, like, we went to the trouble of printing, because it's like a paper, isn't it? It's like a full-on produced paper, and he burns it. Yeah. So it's like, they took the time to produce that, only to burn it. Uh-huh. Like, what an asshole.
Yeah, that's funny.
Anyway. It is, I mean, it's a funny ending, but to me, I was just like, why? I mean, what? No, I don't see that as unbelievable.
It's for the credibility of the paper.
Oh, I guess. We don't have to tarnish the name of the Daily Planet.
Another thing,
bird
too,
people.
Is because if you think about, if you really want to say, like, oh, well, all these other things happened, but a bunch of other people saw those things.
Oh, that's true. It was
the
just
bird
them
people,
in the underground.
It's just
layer.
Three people.
That's true. But it's Clark Kent and Lois Lane who have produced all these stories and have been there all the time for these big events.
All it takes is one flub.
Damn, that's rough.
The news world, journalism is a cutthroat business.
Maybe that's why Lois is so ruthless.
That's right.
I mean, maybe this is the first story of hers that Perry's burned for no fucking reason.
Exactly, and that's what's even more interesting, because it's like, how many more of these are there out there?
How many more untold stories were burned that actually happened in this universe?
That's right.
Interesting. Anyway, that's going to do it for the underground world. I would say skip it. I don't think there's... I mean, it's cool. It's a cool reveal when you see the bird people, and there's some cool shots of them, like, as like an army, just like flying, like an assault squadron that are cool. But other than that, I think it's skippable.
I think it's as good as Jungle Drums.
I don't know about that. For me, like, that fucking devil guy was just so creepy. That image is, like, burned into my head. And also with the weird trippy things with, like, the villagers' faces coming at you.
I actually like the King Bird Man on his throne.
That is cool. I'll give you that. I don't know. For me, it wasn't enough.
Well, Satan wasn't enough for me.
Anyway, that's going to do it for this installment. We'll be back next time with the final chapter of the Superman series, the Apocalypse Video CryptoCast, Secret Agent.
Secret Agent Man.
This is a job for Superman.